Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel. We're going to continue in the theme that we had in the previous Mishnayos of Pasi Biros. Just to quickly recap, you have a well, which is a Rishus HaYachid. You have a public domain surrounding the well, which is a Rishus HaRabim. You can't draw the water from the well because you automatically carry from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. So the solution was to build this Pasi Biros, this, you know, 90-degree angled boards in the four corners, and you have a little space between each of the corners, and that would enclose the well and the Ushtravim into one area. So here we go. Until how big can the Pasi Biros be? Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Beis Sasayim. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the Pasi Biros can go as far as a Beis Sasayim, which is approximately 5,000 square feet. He learns it out from the courtyard of the Mishkan, which was 100 amos in length, 50 amos in width, which is 5,000 square feet. Up to 5,000 square, not square feet, forgive me, 5,000 square amos, which is approximately 10,000 square feet. Okay. So, Buda Omer ad Beis Sasayim, the shear, the amount, for the Pasi Biros can be up to 5,000 square amos, but that's it, not bigger than that. Amrula, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, what's going on over here? Le'amu Beis Sasayim, this amount of Beis Sasayim of 5,000 square amos, was only set for areas that are not meant for human dwelling. A lagina, like a garden, or a karfev. Karfev is an area outside the city where they would, you know, put wood there to watch it. That's where we mentioned the limitation of how big the areas can be for carrying on Shabbos of, you know, 5,000 square amos when people aren't dwelling there. Aval, but, in my idea, if you had a pen where you used to, you know, bring in your sheep in order to get the fertilizer there. A sachar, an area where you used to guard the domesticated animals, the behemos. A muktzah, you had a field in the back of your house. A chatzah, you had a field in the front of your house. So these are all areas that are meant for human dwelling. The fields, you can dwell on it. And even the places for the animals, the shepherds had areas where they dwelled in it. So if it's for human dwelling, I feel a base chamesh is kur, and even if it's 5 kor big, I feel a base asar kor, and even if it's 10 kor big, huge areas, much bigger than 5,000 square amos. We're talking about 150 or 300 sa. Very, very big areas. So there, it's mutter, there's no amount you can carry as far as you want. And the idea is that because since it's mukafadira, it's surrounded in order for personal dwelling, so we're not giving an amount, we're not limiting it just to, you know, 5,000 square amos. And then they say that so is the rule by a Pasi Biros. Pasi Biros, the well, granted no one's sleeping there, but you're taking out the water to drink, and it could be used for personal usage. So since the well could be used also for human, you know, consumption, it'll have the same law as if a human could be sleeping there. And now it's not just a field for lumber or for stock. It's a well, it's an area used for people. And therefore, Mutzah L'Harachik, you could distance it as much as you want, Kalshu, as far as you want. The Pasi Biros could take up the whole town. It doesn't matter. As long as, of course, V'lach Yabeh B'Pasin, as long as you're Yabeh B'Pasin, which we mentioned in the previous Mishnayos, that, you know, let's just say it's a very, very big area, you still have to have boards in between each 90-degree corner board, you know, limiting the spaces between each one of either 10 amos, according to one opinion, or 13 and a third, according to another opinion. And then you constantly lay out those boards every 10 or every 13 and a third amos, so then you're cool. And then it can be as big as you want. You're not limited just to 5,000 square amos, and we don't, the Chachamim are they argue with Rabbi Yehuda, and we paskin to be lenient like the Chachamim, and that concludes Mishnah Gemel. Let's move along to Mishnah Daled. Again, in Mishnah Daled, will be introduced to a number of concepts regarding Pasi Biros. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "In my Sederach Rabim of Sakasan, if there was a public pathway, a Derech Rabim that entered in between the Pasi Biros, in between these 90-degree angles that you set up by the well, then you saw Kenelet Staden, make sure you move the path outside the Pasim to the side. Why? Because since the Pasim, ain't a Pasim Mechitzos Gemur, it's not like real Mechitzos, it's not real walls, rather it's just a hecker Mechitzos, they're just there to, you know, it's like a hecker to remind you that there's a quote-unquote wall here, because why is this like a real wall? We saw there's more parts than Merubah, meaning there's more breaches than there's actual wall, and even though we're lenient here because of other reasons, still it's not like a real wall, and therefore when a Derech HaRabim, when a public domain is going through this Pasi Biros, it'll just be mevatel, it'll destroy it, because the walking of the public will make it like a public domain, and therefore, if there's a public pathway, you got to make sure it's moved over to the side of the Pasi Baros, not walking through it. Whereas the Chachamim say, there's no need to remove the public pathway to the side. Why? Because since since you have two pasim, two 90-degree angles that are 6 tefachim long on each end, so you have 4 mechitzos that are recognizable, and even though the space in between each pase, still ein alichas harabim b'neiim b'nefatalosan does not nullify the purpose of the pase b'raos. It doesn't bother them. There's a public pathway through it, and they are lenient. You don't have to move it to the side or outside the. You don't have to move it outside the pasi baros. Okay, that's the chum shita. They argue on a behuda. Next, echad bar harabim. Whether you have a pit in a public domain, the pit has water in it, and the public uses it, or whether ube'er hamayim, an actual well with running water, mayim chayim, with running water. Ube'er ha'yachid, or if you have a well of an individual of mayim chayim of spring water. So in these three cases, a pit with water in the public, a live spring with water in the public, or a live spring for a private individual by his house, osnlan pasin, you're permitted to make the pasin biros, kedei lishov, in order to draw from it water on Shabbos to feed your animals. Avo, but lebar, hayachid, for a pit of an individual, since it's possible that the water may dry up on Shabbos, the Chachamim were not lenient to permit to make this Rosh Hashanah Yachid into a Pasi Beros to put the Pasim up, because the Chachamim did not want to permit Pasi Beros only in a case where the water is very, very common. Let's just say for the people that would come up to be Ola Regal, to come up to the base of Mikdash and Yom Tif, and to use these wells to feed their animals. So there they had this leniency. But Kalsman, as long as there's no water there, so then the pasim have no purpose, and there's no mechitza, and it's prohibited to carry there. So by a pit of an individual, since we're concerned that the water may dry up, and then the person can start carrying there even when there's no water, I'll forget about the whole thing. So they prohibited making pasim there, lest one start carrying in his private domain when the water dries up. Okay. Whereas in a public well, or in a public pit, or even in a private well that doesn't really dry up, they said you always make the pasim, it's not a problem. So what would an individual do with a pit, a bar in his domain? So he would do is, osunol mechitza gavoa asarat tfachim. He'd just make a regular standard wall. No fancy pasi biros, just a standard wall, 10 tfachim tall, that would encompass the entire area of the pit. Mechitza shleimim misav labar, the mechitza would be a full wall to encompass the entire area of the pit. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Because afal pisha gam bebar rabim, even though by a pit of a public domain, it's also possible the water will dry up. And then the pasi biros would serve no purpose again, and it would be prohibited to carry. There, Rabbi Akiva holds that since it's in a public domain, you could always make the pasim. Because even when it dries up, people will remind each other, hey, the water dried up, the pasi biros has no purpose now, don't carry. Whereas in a private domain, no one's going to remind you, and therefore in a private domain, it would be prohibited. However, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba says, "Enosin pasin el be'er ha-rabim bilvad." You could only make the pasi biros for a be'er, a running spring of water in a public domain alone. Shlo'tiru pasi biros el be'er mayim chayim shalabim bilvad. They only permitted it by a spring in the public. Ulashar, for everything else, a pit in a public domain, or a be'er, a spring in a private domain, or a pit in a private domain. Again, Rabbi Ben Baba only permits pasi biros by a be'er, a live spring in the public. Whereas, ulashar, the rest, bar a pit in the public, or a be'er, a spring in a private person's house, and all the more so not just a spring, but a pit, which is a lesser degree by a private person's house, there the pasta would not work, and you have to do ozen chagayra. You have to make chagayra is a wall, a full wall all around it. Gevoras hartvachem ten tefachem tall, and they explain chagayra. This means like a wall out of ropes. Even a wall out of ropes is good enough, and that would permit carrying in those areas. So according to Rebbe Ben Bava, in those areas, you have to make a full wall, not just a pasta bureaus, to make it permitted to carry over there. The mission of Paskins like Rebbe Yehuda ben Bava, and they say over here that we only permitted pasta bureaus in Eretz Yisrael when people would be all regular, they'd come up to the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tif, and that's only also to feed the animals as well. However, for a person who wants to go down to the well and drink, it's prohibited for him to draw water from it and use the pasta bureaus. It was only for the animals to drink, not for the people. Unless he makes around it a mechitza that surrounds it 10 tefachim tall entirely and not just pasim. However, so you see here the pasi bros are really just for the animals, not for the people. However, in Maisa Be'er Rechavar Harbe, if the Be'er was very, very wide, the well was very wide, that a person can't go down there, he go down there, get stuck. Then a person is permitted to also rely on the pasi bros to draw water from there. And that would conclude Mishnah Daled.